Firefighters are at greater risk of developing cancer than others, according to federal research. They're also at greater risk of dying from it, but cancer is not explicitly part of their insurance coverage. South Florida Senator Ana Terry Flores wants to change that, and momentum is building to do so this year in the Florida legislature. I'm Lynn Hatter. Jay Post worked as a firefighter in Brevard County for 33 years. He retired in 2012. He never smoked, and he was diagnosed with throat cancer in 2017. Last year, he had his vocal cords removed.
This is how I will know. This is how I will be for the rest of my life.
Post says this is how he'll speak for the rest of his life. He's lost the ability to smell as well. And he says there's a problem in the system that needs fixing.
Cancer victims in the fire service are becoming younger and younger and younger. I didn't get mine till I was 67 years old. There are now guys getting cancer in their late 30s and early 40s.
So knowing as we do know today that we are putting our firefighters in harm's way, not only from the fire, but from all of the consequential environmental risks, I think we owe it to those who risk their lives every day to be sure that they are covered.
That's Miami-Dade County Commissioner Daniela Levine Cava. Miami Republican Senator Ana Terry Flores wants cancer to be included in firefighter health care plans. Her proposal also provides greater death and disability benefits for cancer than what's presently being offered. Currently, workers' compensation is the mechanism used in Florida to cover firefighter cancer.
The challenge that exists with workers' compensation is that you need to prove that your cancer, your disease, came as a result of one incident, which is something that's virtually impossible to prove.
And we do understand the sentiment of the bill, but we're not sure that it is actually workable in real life.
Florida League of Cities lobbyist Amber Hughes questions the cost of the bill. Most firefighters are municipal employees, and local governments foot those insurance bills. Cancer treatment is expensive.
We don't know how to deal with premiums, copay, co-insurance, $25,000 cash payout, disability benefit, death benefit.
Despite those concerns, the proposal got strong favorability at its first legislative hearing, and it's being backed by Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis, who also doubles as the state's fire marshal. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.